Engage.
Asugar Reviki, we did know. Okay, so Kufnun Aleph. There's seven categories, seven foundations, several archetypes, prototypes. Thank you for it.
I got my first pregnancy. Up and down the street, four times, five times. There's no parking, no parking. This guy blocked off seven spots. Finally, I get out. Mike, you really need all seven spots? He's like, okay, four in here. That was
well, the bar was. You can skip to the
president. Maybe. So there are these seven categories where the Chochmah Lebo'ira can be perceived. The first one is in the tour of the world, the way all the different components are put together. You can get very deep there. You can get into the chemical components, the physical components. There's a whole world there. The second one is Adam. The second one is the Tzura of Adam, the way his goof put together, the way his koichas, his spiritual koichas are apparent. And now Dalet. Kuf Nun Aleph Hasug HaRevi Hi Achok Maniris B'Yesa B'Alechaim B'Ketanim V'Gedoilom Hama'ifafim V'Avir B'Seichim B'Mayim V'Azocholim Al Bitnam V'Holchim Al Arba. The entire pantheon of animals, insects, birds, fish, the whole tarampa there. You can get lost there forever. But they're all different. There's so much diversity wide into that system. And how they serve us. And what benefit and good they bring to the world. Who provided for the raven food? It's a shame. Because the Erev doesn't feed its children. The raven is a story. So who feeds its children? A shame. That's scary. And they didn't get a university to be able to get fed either, by the way. It's just an observation on the side. כי כל דאלן ישוב ותאיד על בלי אייפל וכאשר ממשיך לספר שם מאמין אל משרי ממלכה יסמיד בבים if I look you'll see anybody who opens his eyes even for 10 minutes just looks at the world out there you know the natural geographic world it's stunning awesome unbelievable ecosystems everything the whole tarampa. Too big to talk about in one ecosystems. The whole story. But I can't do anything with ecosystems. But if you have a look, you'll notice that animals eat different things. And they are designed perfectly for the food they eat. They eat each other as well. So those that eat each other have physical tools, whatever, that enable them to eat other things. Giraffe would have a hard time catching food. If you know that to eat other animals, giraffe would be able to do that. They don't have claws, they don't have fangs. So there would be a problem. Animals that have to catch other animals have claws and fangs, and they've got everything they need to do that. Unbelievable. Always interested me. I always used to ask the evolutionists, panda bears can only eat bamboo. That's their staple diet. They eat very little else, and they have a special thumb. It enables them to crack open the bamboo to get to the food inside. They explained to me the parallel evolution that was taking place. What did pandas eat for 2 billion years while their thumb was evolving? Or while bamboo was evolving? That's an interesting question. I'm just saying, their whole metabolism, their whole inner world, their whole structure is designed, this food is designed perfectly for that. Animals, this animal, it's perfect for them. For this, it's a marvel of a line. You can't, there's no answer to these questions. It's perfect. At the same time, yeah. I'm just saying it's a
never found a panda bear, remains of a panda bear in the middle.
Okay, there's plenty to it. There's not, we don't have any kashas on evolution. We don't have kashas on something that doesn't exist. But I'm just saying it always interested me how they got away with that. Anyway. Correct. That's all. No, there's millions of kashas like that. Just the panda always interested
me. Something like that, or being that gender in the entire world, they come.
That's not a cup subject now. That's not our subject now, but that's a subject. No, that's not our subject now. That's a big subject, not a subject now. It's not a simple question. It's a powerful customer. We'll call on us, the customer on us, not on them. Vasuga Hamishihi. The fifth level is the things that grow and the storehouses that are in the Hateva Sheba Adoma, that are just naturally, whatever that means, in the earth. Kagon. Metals, copper, steel, all the things that grow out, that don't grow, that you mine out of the ground. And precious stones. They're sitting there waiting for our goodness. But Kate said, who mafik mem to elis kafia tevashalem, kafia kavosam vasugulosay mashinos. Their structure, the way they put together, their design. The Christ Kira could mainly be says, Ramanois is there kafia sagosam. He's talking about, he's a rich one, he's talking about before him, the great Chachomim before him, how they wrote about this. Shlomo HaMelech in the Pisrelev at the bottom there in Lamed Hay, he says, Shlomo HaMelech, Giles, Koiches, Akeva, Shokola, Eitzim, Vatzmochim. Shlomo HaMelech understood all the plants, all the trees, what refuah you could get from them, what benefit they brought to us. What exactly, what earth was perfect for growing them, called Min Vimin. He was able to grow all the different types of fruits and trees in the world. He was able to grow them in Eretz Yisrael. He understood Eretz Yisrael, the microcosm of the universe. He understood in Eretz Yisrael, this is where you can grow Arctic cherries, because in Eretz Yisrael, there's this place here, which is the microcosm of Antarctica or whatever. Such a thing. Made a new invention. Arctic cherries, if you want to. You grow cherries, you're looking for a good trademark. Arctic cherries. I just made that up now. Okay. Yeah, I told you. Sounds nice. You're not okay. Fine. So whatever. That's the chokhmah there. You can spend hours and hours just looking at. Look at that. Some plants don't grow well in certain soil. They grow well in other soil. Like boils. All the malachas, the different types of work and the different types of inventions and all the different intellectual endeavors and physical endeavors that people get involved in order to be mafanas from them, things that we need, for example, the art of farming and of making clothes, weaving. Knowing how to polish diamonds, that's very few people need to know how to do that. And then there's other things like farming, which a lot of people need to know how to do. Wasn't Steve Jobs that invented Apple computers? It was Hashem gave him the chokhmah to bring that world. When you look at it, you see the chokhmah to bring that. You send an email and the guy in the other end of the world gets it more like instantaneous. It traveled thousands of miles. It takes 12 hours in a supersonic jet. Email does it with no time at all. That's until Chochmah. You can see the Chochmah, the boy is there. Don't get confused. Wasn't Hashem gave him the Chochmah. You can sit and analyze that for hours. You can get lost there for hours. Most people do. Well, not a good place to get lost. Instant. I'm sitting at my computer talking to a guy in America. He does a transfer from his account to my account. He says it's gone. And as he says gone, I see it in my account. I never said it was. But I'm just telling you. Anyway, those are some of the things you can be yotzi in the midst of Bechina. If you ever get to Suga Shishi, if you get out of Suga Rishon. Okay. The Suga Shviya. The carry of go, you've gone forever. The Suga Shvi. Yeah, but we have to learn how to take that Bechina and know what to do with it. That's what we're doing here. To be awestruck by the wonders of Hashem is the start. Right? You have to know what to do with it. Use it. That's what we learn now. Vasuga Shviya Chochma Niris Minasina Satira Vachukim. Oh, I wouldn't have expected that. Look at that. Of everything we've spoken about, what Suk Shvi? The Chochma that you see in the giving of the Torah and the Chukim and the Lords of the Torah. Kadesh Nabit Behem, the Saboyus Balach. That we can serve Hashem, that we know how to conduct ourselves according to the chukim of the Torah, that we can get the benefits and the pleasures of this world, that's Scharin Olam Haba. As listen to me carefully, so you'll eat good. Bolam Hazeh. I assume that's in Olam Haba. V'nema oit sham. Atu oznochop ulechu elai shimu uschi nafshechem. Because keeping Torah keeps you alive. Without that, you've got no chance. U'mechuga Torah noivim gam achukim v'animusim asher aleim benui hanhogas shar ha'umois. And from the chukim of the Torah flows all the chukim and all the culture and all the, whatever you want to call it, nimusim, behavioral patterns, that all the hanhaga of all the other nations is built upon. Okay. If you have a look, there's two brachas we say before Shema. We're the second two brachas before Kriya Shema. Yeah? Those brachas are hachana for Kriya Shema. Not just you have to say two brachas before Kriya Shema. To make Berei Priya Dhamma then. No, they're hachanas. What's the first one? Yaitzama Eiris. What's the second one? Birkas HaTorah. You notice that, of course. Yeah. The Rambam says if you want to come to Avos Hashem, Muchrach, you want to come to it, you'll guarantee you'll come to Avos Hashem. He's boinen in the Bria. Shara Bechina. Shara Bechina will bring you to Avos Hashem Behechrach. If you're boinen in the Bria, you go look at the Bria and you have a look and you see the Chochmah and the genius and the chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you'll come to Avos Hashem. Say Bechina.
Why is the technology of our generation and not the premature ones, which were more intelligent than us? Just because they were closer to a Kodosh Baruch Hu.
They didn't need it.
They don't need all this technology. We need
them. That's 100% true. There's another aspect to it, I'll tell you now. Tesla says that and something adds to it, which is kind of scary. One second. So, Yaitzam is you meditate on the Bria and you come to Avos Hashem. What's my Israel? Shema Yisrael is Avos Hashem. Well, after Hashem, okay, how do you prepare yourself for Avos Hashem? We're pointing in the Bria. What are we doing? Shara Bechinah. Sefer Chinuch says, if you want to come to Avos Hashem, what do you do? He says, we're pointing in Torah. And Be'echmach, you'll come to Avos Hashem. It's not a surprise because the Torah and the world are exact. We talk about Reis Baralome, the world is an exact representation of Torah. Torah is an exact representation of the world. Wherever you be Mizbayin, you'll come to Avos Hashem. So the ancient sense of Torah set up the Hakhona for Shema Yisrael. Mizbayin in the Priya and Mizbayin in the Torah. And then you come to Avos Hashem. The Rambam says you have a chiyuv. It's deep. I know, but it's a lochem uforesh. It's in the Rambam. You have a chiyuv to love Hashem, right? How do you come to love Hashem? Says the Rambam, mizboinen in the bria. So that's shara b'chida. Okay. The chinuch says mizboinen in Torah. Stop learning Torah. You come to see Hashem. The ages get like a doida. Took those two. There's no machlokes, by the way. The Rambam says b'chinuch says the same in the chinuch. They're not arguing. The chinuch says talking in mitzvahs avos Hashem. Go over, look. He talks there about being mizboinen from a mechilta, being mizboinen in the bria. Had been born in Torah. So the ancient Gemara Torah took those two modalities that we have, he's born in the Brim, he's born in Torah, and they put that into the Achronah you need in order to come to Avos Hashem. So when you're saying those brachas, you're meditating in the Brim, and you're meditating in Torah, and then you can say Shema properly. The problem.
Oh, man.
That I heard from Rav Pultz. I didn't make that up. That I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva. Okay. You've danced with Rav Pultz. Stan, he can come up with stuff right there. I don't know how you think Rav Pultz. Fine. Okay. So we got our work cut out first. You have to get this void in your brain. You have to get this void in your tail. I asked Rav Simcha Vassam and Zatzal. Why I have to go to yeshiva? I'll be pointing in the prayer. Avraham Avinu did it. I'll do it. What's in yeshiva for? I'll go back to the mountains and I'll sit there. He's pointing in the prayer. Which idiot can't see Hashem in the prayer? He said, no. He said, first you have to come to yeshiva and learn how to be pointing in the prayer. Otherwise, you'll back up and think you came from a monkey. That's what he said to me. So first come to yeshiva and you learn how to be pointing in the prayer. Yeah? Been in the Bria. Otherwise, you'll back up and think you're a monkey. You start being misbehaving in the Bria, you'll come to the conclusions that the world we live in comes to. Okay. Yeah, you see it even more clearly. The level of Teva in relation to the level of Torah is like the level of an Eved in relation to his master. Because the nature, you can have a look at it here in the physical aid, nature is bound by Torah. See, we make a mistake. We think the Torah looked at the world and describes nature very, very well. Yeah? Chazal looked at the world and they were able to understand the world and describe it perfectly. The big mistake if you think like that. It's the exact opposite. The world looks the way it looks because that's what the Torah says. When Chazal say, this is what is, that becomes the reality. Not that they saw reality and said, wow, there's reality. What Chazal say, that is reality, and I'll prove it to you. An amazing story. Somebody came to the Chazon Ish with a lung complaint. And the doctors told him, there's a famous doctor in France, spoke French, in France. And he's the only guy you have to go to. He's the only guy that can save you. If you don't go to him, you stay here, you're going to die. Came to the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said, whatever you do, stay in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to deal with it. You don't have to treat it. Just don't leave Eretz Yisrael. That's all. Okay, how are you staying in Eretz Yisrael? He was fine. After a while, I don't know, somebody came to the Chazon Ish and said, well, Mazeh, and who are they? And he says, I'm Furish Allah in Chulin. Furish Allah in Chulin. There's a machlekas the Ramon the Shulchan Aruch over a certain tzimun on the lungs, whether it makes you a treifa or not. No, the tzimunim on lungs, it makes an animal a treifa or not. What he described to me was the same as that tzimun. The Ramon paskins that you're a treifa. The Machab in Shulchan Aruch paskins you're not a treifa. In Europe, we follow the Ramon. In Eretz Yisrael, we follow the Machaba. Because money's in Eretz Yisrael, the world's governed by the psak of the Mechaba, and you're not a treifa, you'll live. If you go to France, where the world's governed by the psak of the Ramo, you're trafer, you'll die within a year. What are you talking about? It is a trafer. It's not a trafer. No, the halacha determines reality. That's what he's saying here. The Moshe Eved Mushubad Lasses is Rotzen Adoino. The same as an Eved has to do the Rotzen of his master. Kach Gama Teve Mushubad Lasses is Rotzen Shreim Ratoira. But no, but that's not miracles. When Pinchas Ben Yair crosses the river splits for him. That's not Derech Nes. That's Teva. Elazu Teva Breer. Shashem is Baruch Shaboros Oilam. Ve'esateva hu atzmoi noisen lanes terosu v'dosoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world and created the Teva. And he gave us, himself, gave us the Torah. The whole Bria is controlled and dependent and meshubed to the Mekayimah Torah. Therefore, if vinegar has to burn, vinegar will burn because Rabbi Chaim ben Dosa said so. And if the Ramah says you're a trafer, you're a trafer. Yeah, but the nature, is this a trafer or not? Ask the doctors. I don't care what the doctors say about this. The psaka locha that you're a trafer, that's it. Because nature is bound by Torah, not the other way around. That's a big chiddush for most people that you have to grasp very well. I can give you another powerful example. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mistakel b'raisa b'ro lomoy. So Torah, we know where he looked. He went to open up the Aron Kodesh to get a safer Torah. And he looked in Torah Shabbat Ksav. He looked in the Torah and he created the world. Where does he go for Torah Shabbat Peh? Into the minds and the hearts of the Chachamim. Because Torah Shabbat Peh was given to us. Lobo Shemayim Yud was given to us. If Hashem wants to create a certain situation, it's first discussed with the Chachamim. Nechemia Chlefa Sichin. Kiddushin Taf Mem. Baba Kamahusa Taf Mem, I think. Used to dig wells for the Oile Regel. So there'd be water for the Oile Regel when they were coming up to Oile Regel. He dedicated his life to that. His daughter once fell into a well. It's not clear, but one of his wells, another well. And they ran to Bechim and Doisa. He was the godlike daughter. She said, what should we do? He said, she's fine. Don't have to worry. An hour later, they came back. He said, she's fine. An hour later, they came back. He said, also, she's out already. What are you talking about? Tatanovi? They went. She found her. An old man on a donkey came and took out of the water. The Gemara says, was Avraham Avinu. So, no, that's not our story. It's for the Hasidim. I want to know the Psak Halacha here. I'm a Litva. What's the Psak here? What happened here? Why did he say, you don't have to worry? It's the Kona of the Foshes. He said, I knew that she could survive there for 3 hours. 3 hours she could survive. I knew that. She could live in that kind of a situation for 3 hours. When the 3 hours up, I knew she had to be out there. Because Ani Amati, I said that somebody who was Meisa Nefesh, a Klal Yisrael, providing water and wells, that thing that he provided for couldn't damage him. So I knew up to 3 hours she couldn't live anymore, she had to be out. Oh, simple aloha. Ani Amati. Afal Pikain says the Gemara, his son died from thirst. Horrible story. Died from thirst. Ask the Chitamukubetzes. What do you mean? Aniyamati. It can't happen. Rabbi Chinimitlaisa said it can't happen. It can't happen. How did it happen? There's the Shita, he wasn't alive anymore. He died. He died before his son died. Who cares? If there's a clan in the world that something like that can't happen, it can't happen. Who cares whether he's alive or not? Says the Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. Listen to the steroids. Calls man that Rabbi Chinimitlaisa is alive, Aniyamati. Aniyamati, didn't say it at Tanya. Aniyama, I'm Torah Shabbat Peh, and I say that this thing can't happen. Hashem wants to create the world. He wants to create a situation where his daughter has to die, or his son has to die because Medakta, Kakar, Zbor, Chatzikim, Chuchuta, Sara, whatever the reason the Gemara gives is, he has to consult with the Doisa. If the Doisa says, Aniyamati, that can't happen. For someone who's Moise Nefesh, for Klal Yisrael, he can't get damaged by that thing. Rav Chanesa died. He died. Hashem doesn't have to talk to him anymore. There's no more Ani or Mati. I mean, Chaim Taisa determines the Teva of the world, not the Teva. You know what's going on here? You put that together with Chazan Shah's story, you'll see something unbelievable here. That's what he's saying. Exactly what he's saying. That's number one. From the chukim of the Torah comes the way the goyim behave towards us. There's anti-Semitism in the world, for sure. Don't blame the goyim. You're barking up the wrong tree. If you think you can stop anti-Semitism by talking to the goyim or making laws and chukim, you're missing the plot. Anti-Semitism is a result of assimilation. You stop the assimilation, you'll stop the anti-Semitism. When we get too close to the goyim push us away. It's simple. Don't blame the goyim. We're barking up the wrong tree, trying to stop assimilation. Until you do that, you have to find ways to protect yourself from them. I'm not saying not. That's not the cause of anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is not the goyim. The Elohim. The Elohim. It's always been, look at the whole history of the Jewish people. Assimilation, anti-Semitism. The Chinese don't hate us because they don't know us. We never had anything to do with the Chinese, but in Shanghai,